We've been promoting the fact, a mystery guest this morning. The mystery guest is with us in studio this morning, sipping, is it coffee?
Yes, coffee.
Okay, there's the mystery guest's voice. So, maybe we could have a listener guest, 723-2555, or the talk and text line at 396-1670.
Do you know the dulcet tones of this voice?
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had him in studio once before, and he is, again, our mystery guest and judge for the Cruton contest we had yesterday for those Chris Cruzy tickets this Saturday at the Pablo. So who is our mystery guest?
Are you a fan of Chris Cruzy, mystery guest?
You know, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give the listeners a clue, though. Last time I was here, they tried to make me eat donut holes filled with mayonnaise. So
we tried to. That's why he walked into the studio with a little trepidation this time.
Yeah, little reservations.
Nothing like that planned this morning.
Well, let's just go ahead. We'll give the drum roll and the great reveal. 8 Below, Wednesday morning. Mystery guest, you are...
Chris Cruzy.
There we go. All
woohoo!
Right.
In the house. So nice to see you again.
You too.
Yeah, how's your season going? I mean, do you do a whole Christmas tour, anything like that? Are you in the whirlwind of the holidays?
See, we did a show in, or I think we did two shows in Whitehall.
Okay. Whitehall.
And we did a handful of Christmas songs there, and then we've got this weekend at the Pablo.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's not bad though, because you add in the rest of the crazy of the season, I don't know how some of you artists do it and keep up with life and family and kids.
I don't know how a lot of them do it either.
Yeah. So I think that would be a huge challenge. Well, awesome that you're going to be right here in Eau Claire at the Pablo. You have two shows or one show?
Two shows.
Two
Friday
shows.
Friday and Saturday.
Times?
7:30.
Perfect. Sold out or still tickets available? No idea.
Sold out.
Oh, well, then it's lucky for a couple of listeners that we have a couple of tickets.
Yeah, we had the Crooning for Cruzy tickets concert yesterday, contest. And at 396-1670, we've had some discussion on the air. Should the door be closed on entrance, or should you still be able to sing? I guess Grace would suggest go ahead and extend it.
Maybe
right?
We let the judge decide.
Yeah.
Maybe we say, Chris, do you want to give other people a chance to enter? Or we say, whoever listened in advance yesterday gets to be in. Your choice.
Man.
We're putting him on the spot.
We are.
In the spirit of competition, let's see if anybody's willing to sing.
Yeah.
All right. It's early in the morning, but 715-396-1670. Crooning for Cruzy. So these may be the last two tickets for the sold-out show at the Pablo Center on Saturday. Give us 30 seconds or less of your favorite Christmas carol.
Whip Wake Up Show. Oh, we have revealed the mystery guest is Chris Cruzy. His holiday concert is sold out, actually, Friday and Saturday night at the Pablo Center, 7:30. But we've got a couple of tickets. Somebody's going to win. Your chance to win them is by singing on the air. And we've got a listener who took us up on that at 396-1670.
Hey, the Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name is Jesus.
Thank you, Jeannie.
A little calypso on a cold morning.
That was brave. We had the Caribbean Christmas medley with Mark Lowry earlier, so there you go.
And, of course, all of our Crooning for Cruzy entrants from yesterday will be in the contest as well, too. We just want to give you an extra shot today if you missed it or just ignored it yesterday. 715-396-1670, 30 seconds or less of your favorite Christmas carol for the chance to win those Chris Cruzy tickets this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, any words of advice or wisdom?
Sing your heart out. Leave it all out there. Don't hold back.
We had a caller yesterday. We need to find the clip from yesterday where this person called. I mean, she just gave it her. I was blown away.
Yeah, I mean,
this early in the morning,
even if you're not in key, just sing loud.
Just sing it.
Sherry and Bloomer chimes in and says, good morning. I'm a huge fan of Chris Cruzy and saw him three times already. I'd love to sing, but would not be able to attend Saturday night for the show, having surgery tomorrow and asking for prayers instead. So there we go. All right. Thank you, Sherry. Remember that.
Sing it out, people. We really, really want to hear from you. Chris wants to hear. You want to hear these people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone hears you. You want to hear everyone else.
Yeah, it's your guys' turn.
Fun. Good times.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about Hallelujah Christmas, which, of course, is the song that we've been playing of yours here on the station, on your Christmas station, WWIB. That's a song that I remember Mark and I played last year and played a version that you had from YouTube, but you took it to a whole nother level with a recording this time.
Yeah, we last year, actually, just a friend of mine came over and we recorded it in my house. And just in a couple hours, just kind of threw it together as quick as we could just to get it out there. And got a ton of feedback on it. But this year we took it into the studio and, like, really, I don't know what the word is, I guess, dolled it up.
Wow.
And, got, like, pedal steel player on it and a bunch of professional musicians and professional recording engineers and mixing engineers, and it came together so good. We're super excited about it and just pumped that we've gotten so much good feedback.
Wonderful. So, Hallelujah, is that coming up for us, Mark?
Got it right now. Hallelujah Christmas, WWIB 7 Below on a Wednesday morning.
We're going to play Rapid Fire Christmas Edition with Chris Cruzy, or Christmas Cruzy, if you want to brand that or trademark it,
there,
or just let it never be said again, either way. So, again, we're going to have all of these questions that we normally ask in 60 seconds or less. We put a timer up on the clock, give you 1 minute, as many get-to-know-you questions as possible, Chris, and all of these are Christmas related. Are we ready, Halvo? Are
we're
we ready,
ready
Chris? Mm. All right.
Here we go.
Unwrapping presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Favorite hot chocolate topping?
Marshmallows.
Favorite Christmas carol?
Carol of the Bells.
Clear lights or colored lights?
Colored.
Real or fake Christmas tree?
Fake.
Eggnog, yes or no?
Negative.
Ski, snowshoes, or snowmobile?
Snowmobile.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
Gift bags or wrapping paper?
Bags.
Christmas shopping early or last minute?
Amazon.
Have you ever played Santa?
Nope.
Favorite Christmas treat?
Cinnamon rolls.
Hot cocoa or apple cider?
Cocoa.
Have you ever spent Christmas in a place other than Wisconsin?
No.
And favorite Christmas tradition?
We always get together at my mom and dad's house. My brother and I bring our guitars and do a little strumming and playing.
That's fantastic. Rapid Fire Christmas Edition with Chris Cruzy. Well done.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
And may I say, I second you on the eggnog thing.
What is that?
It's snot in a cup. Why would you drink that?
That's so
disgusting.
I mean, it used to have booze in it, so people were just boozing on Christmas morning.
It's just disgusting.
Caleb's wife weighed in last week when we sampled, and she said the thicker the better, and she knows exactly what she's talking about there.
She does not.
We just adopted from Liberia, West Africa, after 11 years, and so a friend of mine from Oklahoma, a transplanted badger, said he's got to try eggnog, and double thumbs up. So anyhow.
Really?
I'll give Quick Trip the credit for that. He liked the Quick Trip eggnog. We got another caller here this morning at 715-396-1670. Let's listen to this one.
May the Christmas tree light and the candles at night remind us all to stay in His presence all year long. Going old school with Marnell Harris. This is Cheryl Hurst.
Wonderfully done. Love that. That's fantastic, Cheryl.
Well, you said your favorite Christmas song, Carol of the Bells. How about the Pentatonix version this morning?
Those guys are good at everything.
Amazing.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Here they are. WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Chris Cruzy with us. A few more minutes. Still time to get in your song, your Christmas carol, your chance to win two tickets to see Chris live Saturday night, 7:30, sitting alongside our own Michelle Johnson. All right, WWIB saying goodbye to Chris Cruzy. 6 Below this morning. Temperatures warmed up 4. We've got a winner of 2 tickets for his concert on Saturday night. So I'm going to play this, right?
We are going to play it, yes. And you can check out the video later. We're going to do this voice style.
All right, here we go.
Chris will be listening blind.
Hi, this is Alyssa from Aliva. I wanted to do the carol. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Oliva, you're going to come see us Saturday night. See you there.
He wants you to come see him on Saturday night. Crooning for Cruzy. That's how it ends. Chris Cruzy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That worked out very well. Well, stay warm. Have a terrific time.
I didn't mean to cut her off.
Two sold-out shows. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
4 Below. Well, we have climbed 6 degrees. That doesn't happen a lot. 6-degree climb in this show, and it's not like the sun is shining. So,
I'll still take it.
It's a week till Christmas.
It is a week till Christmas. Wow, a week from today.
Man.
So here's the age-old question. Gentlemen, are you done with your shopping?
Did a little bit more last night, but... I expect it to be done at this point, but unfortunately some life things have happened, so no.
No. Okay.
Not done.
Yeah,
Mark?
I would say, I mean, this is when it starts, Hillary.
Oh,
when it starts.
You get,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, fourth quarter.
Wow.
I don't really, my wife over the years has done the bulk in our household.
Yeah. So I think that's the case in most households.
I know some gifts are lined up in terms of, like we do, when Chris Cruzy was asked, and by the way, that was a great rapid fire with Chris.
It was. Christmas. That was a lot of fun.
That was.
Check it out on our podcast.
Good questions. And so it was like opening gifts, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. So we do some Christmas Eve, and then our family does Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Sure.
So some of the things lined up. But yeah, this is the serious shopping. So what do you know about the shopping?
Well, so I mean, I was out yesterday. I was at the mall finishing up the fidgety bits of my shopping, and it wasn't too bad. Like, it was definitely busier, but it wasn't too bad. And this was like midday, midweek. So it wasn't too bad. But now here's the thing. According to InMarket, which is a marketing company that researched in-store foot traffic predictions for 2019, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be the worst days to go Christmas shopping because stores will be busy. Well, and I think, too, because we're encroaching on that time where it's like, oh, if I order it, I can't get it in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, we've hit the cutoffs. I know I have a lot of online orders just floating around out there. I've got it's kind of cool because I'm watching these things, like, coming all to me from all different directions, and it's kind of like, whoa, I'm the epicenter of this.
I found out last night, if you wait too long to order it, some things it's like, oh yes, it's 2 days shipping, but it's back ordered until the 24th.
Yes. I do have a back ordered item. I think I'm gonna have to print a picture of it and just
that works
wrap a picture.
Well, it's kind of interesting in terms of what's popular in the various states. An online review website mapping out the favorites for each state based on Google searches. Nerf gun, the winner in 11 states.
Really?
Most popular toy.
Second
place
fun.
Toy, more high tech. 5 states choosing the Nintendo Switch and 4 opting for Play-Doh.
Oh, Play-Doh. Yeah. Yes, please.
Dolls also quite popular in 9 states and only New York. Most popular toy there, the classic Lego playset.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would have thought Legos would have been right up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Always popular. Yeah.
I love Legos.
You guys, it's 2 days until your movie. No, one day. It's debuting tomorrow night. I know
There's a pre, tomorrow night, and then Friday is the real open. So it was so sweet. I was grocery shopping yesterday, and my bagger started asking me about, I don't even know how we got on the subject of Star Wars, but he started asking me about, are you going to go see it? Are you excited? I'm like, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm going to go see it. I don't know when, but I'm going to go see it. I'm going to wait until Grandpa Wayne is in town, and then we'll go over Christmas.
The saga comes to an end.
Oh, there you go. See if you can make it through without any spoilers. Eric Darken's Sleigh Ride instrumentally behind us. Let me start politically, and then we'll go into what you guys had in mind. It's just amazing to me, though, the way things have played out politically in the last week. And again, there's certain subjects you go, don't talk about this at Christmas, at any. But again, just walking this observationally. Like, I don't know if I talked about this in the air or not, but there was a particular IG report that came out recently. And to hear the take from a conservative, nationally syndicated talk show host, number second most listened to in the country, or the first most, to CNN at night was amazing. It was a head spin. Similarly, this is the impeachment today. The House is taking up the impeachment vote. They're already beginning. The House nearing the historic vote. It's probably not going to vote until later tonight. We know, really, they're not expecting any Republican to go along with this. Ron Kind is in a district, in the 3rd Congressional District, that went 52% Trump in 2016. So he's targeted by the Trump people. What are you going to do, Ron? He's the last one, a Democrat in a district that went for Trump, to announce. He's fully expected to vote for the impeachment. So it's just fascinating to me. Political theater, political drama. And again, we're on the brink of having only the third president in the history of our country get impeached.
Well, and it is interesting because it's so, I mean, like you said, people are either really interested or really not.
Yeah.
And kind of where I'm on it is I started out really interested, but then I just was like, oh my goodness, this is just going on. And it's just so.
Yeah.
And so I kind of lost interest. And I think wrapping Christmas up into that and the busyness of Christmas and prepping for Christmas. And, you know, I haven't actually watched the news in a couple of weeks because I've had Christmas concerts and recitals and things like that going on. So I feel very out of the loop. I'm very interested, but I'm totally out of the loop. And every other day it's like, oh, today we're doing this, you know, vote and that vote and this vote. And that it's like, okay, just tell me when the real one is. And it's today.
Yeah, it is today.
And Caleb is fascinated by our conversation.
I nod and I smile and I do glean information, so I appreciate that.
See, that's how I am with sports.
Yeah, you know what? We just all kind of pick things up. May not be our direct interest, but it's good to be a well-rounded individual.
Right.
If you would like to be edumacated on some things, did you know that the walkie-talkie was invented in Canada? There's a little factoid for you today.
I did not know that.
We have a lot of things that we can thank Canada for today.
Including peanut butter, Canada Dry ginger ale, the lawn sprinkler, the snowblower, of course, the goalie mask, also the basketball, apparently invented in Canada.
Insulin.
The paint
that's
roller?
That's huge.
Thank you, Canada.
Insulin is a lifesaver out there. That's really interesting. What else? Road lines? Hello.
The McKenzie
Superman,
Brothers.
Apparently, Superman was created by a Canadian comic book artist. Let's see if I can find his name here. Joe Schuster.
I'm all into all of the prosthetic hand and CPR mannequins. Both
the zipper and garbage bags. Thank you, Canada. Who knew?
Amazing. Wow. The Yukon Gold potato and also instant mashed potatoes.
The newest invention from Canada, guys, apparently they have invented toothpaste that comes in the form of a tablet, meaning no more toothpaste tubes that you have to squeeze everything out of or that take a ton of years to break down.
So what is a tablet? So I'm thinking of a tablet like a device that's...
No, like a pill. Like a tablet.
So toothpaste and a tablet.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how that works with your toothbrush or if you just kind of like let it melt on your mouth but not in your hand and then just kind of swish it around a little bit.
I don't know, but I'm very interested because this sounds really good.
Thanks, Canada. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.